This is Karin Thompson. I'm going to be talking about an essential question today. My essential question is what is good technology? How do we define it? How do we know what tool is worth engaging in? I'm going to come up with kind of what my conversational argument is about what good technology is and what the different types of technology are. And if this podcast reaches you, please, if you have a point to discuss or expand upon, I'd love to hear from you, and if you have a point to argue with, a critical argument, I'd love to hear from you as well. I really invite that feedback. The first four different types of technology I want to talk about is based on my experience. The first one being technology that we understand there's a rationale for. It's difficult to use. It's typically costly. But it also requires a sense of professional development and integration into an environment to make it successful. Good examples I can think of these, in any corporate environment or educational environment of, a student management system is a great example of a really good piece of technology. It's worthwhile, but it takes a lot of support to get it there. The second piece I want to talk about is the technology that's good, and we understand the rationale for it, but we struggle with exactly how to use it, or the tools just aren't made available to us as much as they need to be to make it really effective into our setting. Another good example of this might be the use of the transition of video from point A to point B to make a video cast. It's not necessarily the easiest thing to use. There's certainly tools out there, but it definitely takes a little bit of learning. And sometimes some people struggle with it, especially if they don't have a certain level of digital fluency or comfortability with that software itself. Third type is, I'm going to say it's easy to use. It's popular, but I think at times people struggle with exactly what the rationale is for it. And specifically, I want to talk about Twitter. I understand the rationale for Twitter, but I've also spent a lot of time focusing on developing a professional network. I have over 500 people that I follow to get updates about different things that are going online in educational technology through Twitter. But I also have another handle, and my other handle are basically all my personal friends that have a Twitter account. And I can tell you that out of the life of them being my friends, which is probably well over a year, they've been my friends longer, but on Twitter, they have probably tweeted out maybe four or five times. So they either A, have a very different way of utilizing this, or either B, don't really understand the rationale for why they use it and exactly how to make it connect into their world. The third piece I want to talk about, which is really the fun to use, easy to use, intuitive, we understand the rationale for utilizing it technology. Good examples, Facebook. When people get on Facebook, it takes very little training, maybe 5 minutes to sit down with a friend, and it becomes very intuitive in the way you're doing it. Another great example might be an iPod Touch. I can think of somebody who, I handed one of those over to, and they wanted some training on it, and I told them I would visit them in the afternoon, set up a meeting with me so I could do some training on it. And of course, by the time I got there, they had already figured it out and probably even exceeded, the basic level of understanding that I had just from playing around on it. So those are kind of my four different types of technology I like to talk about and exactly how we utilize them in educational and or corporate settings to make sense. I think when we take a look at, all the different type of users we have in the world, we have to make sure as people who do professional development, number one, that we're creating opportunities for those people that are set up for success. And, when you talk about good technology, is really matching their skill level with the type of technology that you want to use. And also, finding the right technology tool. Because let's face it, I'm an educational technologist. I live, breathe this almost 12 hours out of the day. Rarely is my laptop ever far away or my mobile phone. But I need to admit, I feel overwhelmed at times with all of the different tools that we have. So, one of the things that I really seek to do is to find really easy to use intuitive tools that I can use with anybody that develops for them a sense of fluency. And then they can expand onto those other levels that I was talking about earlier in the podcast.